Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. Today's show, we're going to touch on, do you have a plan B? You know, everybody's walking around getting ready for the New Year's. We just got through the Christmas holiday, and, you know, now we're getting ready for 2013. Great. Fantastic. Outstanding. Now, here's the question. How was 2012? How was 2011? How was 2010? Were any of those years the years that you wanted? Were they your best years ever? Of course, every year is your best year ever, but were they years where you actually prospered the way that you wanted to prosper? Did you put the things in place so that you could actually achieve the success that you believe that you should achieve? Now, that's kind of a double-edged sword because a lot of us, you know, we say we want things, but our actions actually say something totally different from what our mouths say. But today what we're going to do is we're going to go on the premise that you actually do want to have success in your life. You actually do want to be able to provide not only for yourself but for the people that you care about and your loved ones, and that you're truly willing to do what's necessary for that to happen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you now, and this isn't, you know, just something that I'm saying to try to sell you on anything or anything like that. This is something that I'm telling you that's true. If you look at most of the people that have money, wealth, happiness, and success, they'll tell you that they all have not only a plan A, but a plan B. And some of them have even more than that. But most people in the world, most Americans, don't have a plan B. They barely have a plan A. And when I say barely having a plan A, what I'm saying is that you work a job, you aren't really doing anything to stay marketable, as in you're not doing continuing education, you're not constantly learning new things, you're not taking on new jobs and new challenges, you're really not growing. So, if you're going to just have a plan A, then there's a whole lot of things that you need to start putting in place so that your plan A is really a plan A that you can count on. Plus, remember, too, that if you are counting on a job to pay your bills and a job to take care of you, remember that that's all contingent on the person that owns the job or the person that controls the job or controls the purse strings getting what they want. And sometimes them getting what they want may cause them to have to get rid of you. So what we need to talk about is how to create breakthroughs in any area of your life, how to create a strategy so that you can, or strategies that you can manage, you know, for your story. So we want to work on today, we want to talk about your strategy as for your plan B and for your life, your story as in what it is that you want, and your state. And when we talk about state, I'm really talking about your state of mind. You know, one of the toughest things about chasing a dream is managing the discipline and the persistent action and hopeful patience that are required to ultimately see the vision come to be. You know, I forgot who the person was. I believe it was Jim Rohn. But Jim Rohn said that the goal is to pick a goal. Like, let's say you want to make $1 million, $5 million, and then to reach that goal, but not to reach that goal for the money, to reach that goal for what you will become in your journey towards that goal. As you strive to find that success, that oneness, that quality that's in you, and you go to bring it out and all those things. So anyway, for most people, their lives and their visions, it's a huge tension. Or a huge area of tension. we have a lot of people that are dream chasers. And all they manage to get out of their dream chasing is stress. Why? Because they're not creating a plan. They're not having a plan A. They barely have a plan A, and they definitely don't have a plan B. So today what we're going to talk about is, again, trying to help you to create those breakthroughs in any area of your life. Now, I'm going to end up talking about some particular things, but, again, please understand that everything that I'm going to cover, actually, you can mold that to fit what fits you. I don't really know what your dream is. I don't know what your goal is. I don't know what your overall outcome is. But I do know that that outcome, those dreams, and those goals will change as you develop and as you grow. You need to have a starting point, and you need to have a destination. But understand that it's a journey. It's not just a destination. It's a journey. You need to know where you want to go. But understand that as you get there, you might realize that there may be some changes that you want to make because your goals will grow. Your dreams will grow. So you don't want to stay with that one thing, correct? All right. So the fulfillment of your dreams and your ability to thrive in the areas of your life that matter most can be simple, and it can be simplified if you can create the breakthroughs necessary to get you there. A moment in time. Each and every one of us has just that. We have a moment in time. And in that moment of time, we can turn the impossible into the possible. If anyone wants to thrive in any area of their life, they just have to have a point. They have to reach for that point and reach for that point with all their heart and being. Not, you know, this isn't a recreational goal. You know, you're trying to get to your breakthrough. And when you haven't settled on your breakthrough, then guess what? There's probably a really good chance that you're not going to get there. You need to figure out what it is that you want, how you want it, and then start to set up the different things that you want to do. Now, that will pertain to your business life, your emotional well-being, your intimacy as far as your intimate life, your health, your finances, and your career. I've said this many a times. A job is just that. It's a job. It's someone else's dream, and it's someone else's dream that you have basically signed on to help them to reach. And at any time you fail to help them reach their particular dream, then guess what? You now become replaceable. You now become that person that, you know, they may not need anymore because you're not there to help them facilitate their dream. You're not there to help them to reach their particular goal. So again, what is a job? A job is a stepping stone, as every other thing has happened in your life up to that job, for you to move to the next level. So, we talked about strategy. One of the breakthrough areas for you, for me, for all of us, is our strategy. You know, you need to find what your strategy is and then try to find those shortcuts and those people that are going to help you to do the things that you need to do by acquiring those strategies and the correct people in less time. You know, can we all get there if we try? Yes, but why should we take the long route? You know, what is it that we can do and what people can we align ourselves with, all looking to win, all looking to help each other, that will help us to succeed while others fail? You know, who else can we find in our lives that can help us with that enthusiasm and that passion, you know, for the particular task at hand? Those are people that have an insight. They have distinctions. They have strategies that allow them to achieve the particular goals that they want to achieve a lot more quicker, because they have those strategies and because they've made the crucial alignments with individuals. You know, for example, you take somebody that was born poor and not educated, and they have, let's say, not necessarily the best emotional state and financial, and they have financial challenges. Can that person change their life? Of course that person can change their life. But that person has to consciously make a thought, and they make the thought that they want to change their life, and then subconsciously also put in their mind that they want to make the changes in their life, and then come up with the plans to do that. There are three elements of an effective long-term successful plan. So if you have them, you can succeed. If you don't have them, then you'll probably fail. that even in failure, there's a chance for you, there's an opportunity for you to learn something. And whatever it is that you learn, those are things that are going to help you if you take that information and just take it strictly as information. Don't boo-hoo, don't cry for yourself, don't act like the world's come to an end because this particular thing didn't work out. The average entrepreneur has failed many, many times. You know, to where the average human being, if they fail once or twice, they're done. They quit. They're never going to do it again. However, the average, again, entrepreneur that has found success, the average person that has reached their goal, they failed many, many times along the journey, on the path that they've had to take. And from those, they've had to take detours. And those detours send them in a different direction. Those different directions are different directions that needed to take place because every human being is different. Every person is different. Everybody sees, even though we're all seeing the same thing, our perception is the one thing that constantly changes. Our perception and how we believe a thing to be has a very strong factor on that. Plus that, remember, even if you were born and you're twins, you have the same mother, same father, you go to the same school, you go to the same church, have the same teachers, grow up in the same neighborhood, there's a very good chance that you're going to be totally different. So, with that in mind, that's another factor or other factors that we need to take into consideration, that everybody's different. Everybody's different. So whether you want to lose weight, if that's part of your plan, there's thousands of strategies out there that you can use. You just have to find the one that fits you, and that's a constant trial and error. You know, we're not hunting for strategies, really. What we're doing is we're just trying to find something that fits us, but it's not a strategy. I mean, excuse me, it is a strategy, but it's not something that one size fits all, I guess is what I'm saying. You know, let's say again that you want to lose weight. Well, guess what? There's coaches out there that you can talk to. There's dietitians that you can talk to. There's clubs that you can go to. There's audio books, videos, all of these things that you can do to help you, et cetera, to help you get along and get to what you need to get to. Yet 65% of Americans overweight and 33% are obese. Those numbers are not numbers that I came up with. Those are actual real numbers. So what do you have to do? You have to, one, decide in your heart, your mind, and your soul that you're going to do this. So I would suggest that first you find somebody that's had the same problem. And then based on you, figure out what things are going to work. But ladies and gentlemen, don't look for a pill. Don't look for some fantastic little miracle thing that you're going to take and it's going to help you lose that weight. You didn't gain that weight by taking a pill. You're not going to lose that weight by taking a pill. Now, again, we're using weight because that's the number one goal for most people in the new year. They want to lose weight. But the problem is that, like everything, it's going to take time. So you need to come up with a strategy on how you're going to do that so that you can actually beat the odds and so that you can use that strategy, that it will work for you, and then you also need to act upon it, all right? Now, next thing that I wanted to talk about as we go on to the next story is your story. Each and every one of us has a story, all right? We have different things that we've been through, different trials and tribulations that we've experienced, and that's your story. Well, guess what? Everybody, in the beginning, when you're first born, you're an open book. Nothing's been written on you. Now, we get a lot of people, I get a lot of people, I talk to a lot of people, and they tell me about how hard they've had it, how daddy wasn't there, how mommy wasn't there, how they weren't born rich, how everything seemed to work out for everybody but them. Well, guess what? The reason that everything seems to not work out for you is because that's the story you've chosen for yourself. That's you've got the pen, all right? You are the author of your story. You are the person that's writing down what you are going to do and what you aren't going to do. You decided to pick your friends, your associations, your political affiliations, all of the things. But that story that you have doesn't have to be a disempowering story. That story can be a powerful story. And if you really look back, everything that you've done in one way or another has been a success. Now, some people might say, well, my story hasn't been a success. If you're here listening to me now, you're still a success story. You're still alive. You still have the absolute control over what goes on in your life. And, of course, being the fact that you were born a human being, you've been given a power that many mammals that roam this earth do not have. You've been given something that is extremely powerful, and that thing is called choice. That choice is what you need to work with. We all have a story, a narrative, all right? We've all told our stories in one way or another. We can or cannot do or achieve something in our lives, but that's by choice. Whether we believe it, so whether we believe that we can or we believe that we can't, we're right on both cases. It depends on how we decide to focus on it. Our expectations, our focus, our perceptions, and the way in which we feel and act all have something to do with our story and how we've created the individual pages and links of different things that have happened to us in our lives. When a person succeeds, it's because they have the right strategy, number one, and they have found, usually, that because they have a story that it is possible or they can make it happen, they've made it happen. You know, we often, you know, back to the weight thing, most of us often don't lose weight because somebody has put it in our mind that we're not going to lose that. I mean, come on, you have a young lady that has a child. Right after she has a child, she's right back at her regular weight. Then what happens? People get involved. They start talking about, oh, you know, you're never going to wear this, you're never going to wear that. And the person, because other people have put in themselves habits and excuses to not take care of themselves properly, they've gotten bigger. But here's the story. Here's the weird part of the story. After the person had the child, they were already back to their original weight. What happened? What happened was that they psyched themselves up to get bigger. They psyched themselves up to not do the things. Of course, you know, after a woman has a baby, it's a little bit of shock to the body. So, you know, they're still doing some of the things that they were doing when they were pregnant. And now there's not an extra person pulling those nutrients, pulling that energy, pulling all of that stuff. So what ends up happening? That lackadaisical attitude along with trying to care for the child, and maybe you're not getting any help, but all of that adds to it. But again, it's a state of mind. We all need to go ahead and find the strategies in our story and during our story so that we can go ahead and conquer the different things that are there. Your story may be true. You may have been through a horrifying or horrific experience, but that is no reason why you can't have a life that you want. It's up to you. It's up to you to decide what's going to work for you. Whether you're going to break the cycle, whether the cycle is a year or 2 years, 10 years or 20 years, you can decide to break the cycle. You just have to believe, have belief, and have the desire. Find the passion in the loving relationship that you deserve. Find the passion in your goals to succeed, to get a higher education. But understand, too, because this is another thing that just drives me crazy about people that get a higher education. Just because you know more about something that somebody else doesn't know more about, it doesn't make you superior. A piece of paper does not make you superior. Being in what you call a leadership role does not make you superior. Matter of fact, if you're in a leadership role, you are actually in a humbler position. Why? Because you are responsible or have some say over people's joy and happiness. As a leader, you should be constantly trying to teach and trying to help the people around you to develop and grow. Okay? As far as their love lives, you need to stay out of that. But don't make your story a disempowering story for others, because what you do for one, hopefully that person will do for someone else. If they don't, it doesn't matter. Why? Because you are a person of substance and you are a person of character, and you're constantly doing those things and setting examples for those people who want to see and want to accept those examples. Okay? So, if you want to be strong, be strong. You are strong enough to break through anything. You're also strong enough to change your story. You have no limitations. So move on with yourself. Do things that are empowering to you and create an empowering, not a disempowering story. Get influences around you that are going to help you, that are powerful, that are mental, that are emotional, so that you can grow and become the person that you need to become. And that brings us to the next thing. So let's go back really quickly. One, we want to work on our particular strategy. Change your strategy, it will change your result. The other one, it's your story. Change your story, and it will change your life. The next thing is changing your state. What is your state? Your state is how you see and perceive things. It's how you look at the world, okay? It's that psychology, that mental psychology that you've decided to make your own. As a human being, we develop all types of emotional patterns, moods, and mental and emotional states that tend to filter how we see our lives. This influences the story that we make up about who we are, what we are capable of, what achievements and what achievements we haven't actually succeeded at. The state may go into most often to become the most powerful filter of all the things that you determine, whether we find the strategy necessary to succeed or whether we come up with more of our stories. How our state is what helps to empower us. The big question is when it comes to what it is that you can do and change in your life, your state of mind is the one thing that you can. It's not unchangeable. You can have the maximum potential if you decide to choose it. So again, whatever you say you can or can't do, you're right. One of the most powerful stories that has been done is the change of an emotional mood by radical change in the psychology of the individual. Think about it. Church is a change of state. You know, good and evil is a change of state. How we perceive things. And there's things around us on a regular basis that are constantly changing our states. And sometimes relief can be really simple. And relief can be in the form of simply changing your psychology by taking a couple of deep breaths. More people use this, let's say about 20% of your lung capacity and small breaths, but 40% of your body has toxins in it. 70% of your body has toxins in it. So we all need to take that deep breath, hold it for a couple of seconds, let it out, and we need to do that on a regular basis. Some people, when their states are a little altered, they'll count. You know, some people will find, who was talking the other day, a gratitude rock. That gratitude rock to remind you of what's going on in your life. Again, sometimes we just need to step back and we need to see the whole thing. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in what it is that we're doing that our states get altered because we get a myopic view. We don't have a holistic view of things. We're not seeing the whole picture. All we're seeing is whatever it is that's got us upset. All right? But when you get upset like that, that's when you start letting disease and anxiety and all of these other things into your life. You know, I was talking to somebody not too long ago about a very close friend of mine, Reno Morales. There's a gentleman that has stage 4 cancer, yet he's more alive going through regular chemo treatments than people that have no physical ailments at all. You know, he's 70, almost 80 years old, and at 80 years old, he's got more energy than some people that I know that are 14. But take those deep breaths, decrease your anxiety related to that moment that's upsetting you. Decide to change. Decide to do the things necessary so that you can have the life that you want. All right? And there's many ways that you can change your physiology. You know, you can go to seminars, different things like that, read books, listen to music, but get out of that depression area. Get out of that everything bad happens to me and start thinking about all of the things that are good. Get the negative Ned mindset out of your brain and get the positive person mindset in there. Replace all of those things that aren't going to serve you with things that can. Wake up every morning being grateful. Again, get an attitude of gratitude. If something's not working out, get a second opinion, get a third opinion until you get a positive opinion and something that you can work with that's going to help you to grow, to develop, and to do the things that you need to do. Share your goals with other people. Find ways to laugh. Find ways to put humor into your life. Laughter is a very, very phenomenal key to joy and happiness. Start living your potential and stop living a life of regret. Learn to put yourself in a top state constantly. It is one of the greatest gifts that you can give yourself and your life. It can transform your story. It can give you a strategy to break through whatever is going on in your life. And it is a huge way to focus on the things that you need to do. But you also, as I said before, you need to work on your mind, your body, and your spirit. And from there, you can make those quantum shifts into quality performance, into becoming the person that you want to be. Whether it is peak performance of an athlete, or an MMA area person, or the president of a company, or a parent, or a person that's in prison, you control your state of mind. Again, what happens, happens to us all. It's how we decide to deal with those things that make the difference. So again, change your strategy, change your result, change your story, change your life, change your state, you change it all. But that mental adjustment, that mindset, that power of the spirit, as they say, if you conspire to do good, the universe will meet you more than halfway, but you need to do your part. Now, back to what we were talking about before. Ladies and gentlemen, we all need to get a plan B. I've kind of alluded to this in the entire time that I've been talking, but understand you can't just do one thing. You know, there's a saying, if you want something done, you need to find a busy person. Well, guess what? That's very true. If you want to get something done, usually if you find somebody that's busy, not somebody that's making excuses that they can't do this, they can't do that, but somebody that somehow constantly and continuously finds a way to get things done. People that tell you, I'm going to call you at 2, and guess what? At 2 o'clock, lo and behold, magic happens. You get a phone call. Somebody that tells you they're going to make a connection for you, and guess what? Lo and behold, even though they're busy, that connection is made, or you can see that they've put forth that effort. You also, when I say you need to go to people that are busy and get things done, I'm talking about people that actually do what they say, people that talk the talk and walk the walk. You'll hear me say this all the time. Why? Because most people do not talk the talk and walk the walk. They talk and talk and talk and talk, and they never move. They never take action. Don't be one of those people. Be one of the people that are out there making things happen. Be one of the people that are a giver. Because givers do gain. I know sometimes it seems hard, and I know sometimes you feel as though you've given enough. But think about this. There's people whose shoulders that you're standing on right now that you don't even know. There's people that have suffered slings and arrows that you will never suffer, never know, and don't even realize existed because they stood up for you even though they didn't even know you knew your name. They didn't know you existed. So, if you're looking for other avenues, there's other avenues out there. I'm not talking about getting rich quick or anything like that. What I'm talking about is you taking the leap to find the success that you want to find in your life. Now, if anybody's interested in some avenues that they can take, you've got my show on Blog Talk. Shoot me a text message, not a text message, shoot me a message on Blog Talk and say, hey, Zurian, what were some of those things that you were talking about? And I'll be more than happy to share them with you. However, you don't have to go with anything that I suggest. There's other things out there. Again, maybe music. Maybe business is your thing. Maybe working with children is your thing. All right? Maybe photography. Maybe singing. Maybe all of these other things. But you need to get out of that little box that you've put yourself in. All right? They say that sometimes you need to, you know, step outside the box. Some of you are just in the entirely wrong box. You just need to get out of that box altogether. All right? You need to find something else that's going to help you grow and make your heart and your soul sing. Right now, we've got a whole bunch of people that have just gotten out of the military. Well, guess what? The suicide rate for military people in the United States military is actually higher than the death rate right now. That's ridiculous. Ladies and gentlemen, people out there need help. And if you're so successful that you don't need any help, then I guess you need to get out there and help some other people. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Change your state. Change your life. All right? Remember what I said before. Get a plan B. Get out of the box. Start doing things that are going to help you grow, develop, and become the person that you were meant to be. You have the power. You have everything that you need. Stop making excuses and stop blaming the world for what's going on with you. You can break through in any area of your life that you choose to. You also need you also need to choose to have a plan B. And in that plan B, you need to do the things that are going to make you feel as though you are one with the universe and one with yourself. But it all starts with you. You have to love you before you can love anybody else. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I want to thank you for listening. And as always, in the upper left-hand corner of the page, if you like our show, please follow us and share the show with other people. We truly appreciate it, and we are always thankful that you guys continue to listen. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Have a great new year. Have a great life. It's up to you if it's meant to be. Make it happen and stop making excuses.